Well, sediment built all of southeast Louisiana, and that's what we need to put back in southeast Louisiana to keep it from sinking below sea level. The river built the delta with the sediment drained from about half the continent. And when levees were put up, that prevented the sediment from getting back to these deltas. And then other forces came in to help speed the crash of this delta.
So how much sediment do we need?
Well, we can't rebuild the 2,000 square miles we lost because there isn't enough sediment or time. The river has about half the sediment it carried before development came in beginning in the 18th century.
So how much do we need? As much as we can get, basically.
As much as we can get, and that's the whole point of this study, is how much do we have? It used to go, before levees, on years when there were floods, usually every spring, some of the sediment would go over the banks and build the delta. So that's what we need. That's the process coastal agents want to restore. So we can kind of hold on to some of what we have left, try to rebuild some of what we lost.
If we unleash the river, if we unbind the river and let it do its thing, you're speaking in this story about concerns about where that sediment goes and doesn't go.
Yeah. You know, there have been a lot of assumptions, especially by average people, lay people, so to speak, not in the science, that all you had to do is punch holes in the levees, the river would go out of those holes and rebuild these deltas. But as you get into the science, that's not exactly how it works. In fact, recent studies discovered that only about 46% of the sediment that passes north of Baton Rouge actually gets down to New Orleans, and less than 6% of the sands, the heavy sediment, that we really need actually gets past Southwest Pass and goes off into the continental shelf. And coincidentally, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the state's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, in coordination and cooperation with dozens of other organizations, other federal agencies, universities, have just embarked on a five-year study that is being called the most important piece of research yet. So this study will tell them, with a degree of authority that has never been there before, just how much they have to work with, and then that will inform their computer models to tell them where they can build these, where they should build these diversions, how large they should be, how they should be operated, when they can be operated. And then the delta management part of the study will tell them just what they can get done with this material.
But what can we really do to get more sediment from the river? What can we do to get more of it to the lower part of the river?
Well, what they've discovered in this study that was just completed about a year ago and published a year ago was that a huge amount of the sediment we thought was coming down is actually being stored in the river between the old river control structure, which is north of Baton Rouge, where the Atchafalaya branches off from the Mississippi, below there to Baton Rouge, and then from Baton Rouge to, say, Belle Chasse. In one way, it's not good news that a lot of the stuff isn't flowing past New Orleans or making it past Belle Chasse. But on the other hand, we know where it is. So there's this deposit basically in the bank of the stuff we need to spend.
Bob Marshall, environmental reporter with The Lens, with a report out in The Lens this week on sediment and how much the river is carrying or not carrying. And also he'll be on WWNO next week with a series called Last Call. Bob, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.